One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hey guys, welcome back to Not Thriving.
Hello.
Welcome back to this week's episode.
Yeah!
Wow, it's been a while since I hit a yee yee. It's been a while since I hit one of those. Okay. Welcome back, everyone. How are we doing today? Guys, okay, so yes. For audio listeners, I'm wearing a big shirt right now. It's a statement piece. Some would call this a statement piece. Because this one, there's a message behind this. There's a message. God bless America. Who's with me? God bless America. Land that I love. Okay. If you don't know, if you're unfamiliar, this is a Texas flag. Yeah. Who didn't know this? I'm telling you. I debated wearing this. Okay. I've had this for a while, but I debated wearing this shirt today because, I mean, in this political climate, guys, like, it's, I don't know if it's the right time. I don't know. But I just wanted to. Texas is the fool of the United States. Texas is the fool of the United States of America. It's all guns, God, and someone screaming about drag queens at HEB. That's what Texas is these days. And it's upsetting. It's upsetting to me. Because I don't relate to these things personally. But being from Texas, I could say, hey, that's the case. That's what Texas is all about. It's a mess. I'm saying, you guys, Texas is the fool of the United States. But I love her. Yeah, so say what you want about Texas, but that's home to me. That's home to me. And home is where the heart is. Home is where the heart is, and my heart is at Buc-ee's. Yes. Actually, fuck Buc-ee's. I do not like Buc-ee's. Everyone wants to talk about, when they think about Texas, they think of, oh, Buc-ee's. If you don't know, Buc-ee's is a big fat gas station, which is essentially just a grocery store. And it's like in the middle of nowhere in Texas. It's a very popular truck stop. But also, I would say, like, if you're on a road trip, trust you'll be at a Buc-ee's, whether you want to or not. I don't like Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's is the only place in America where I feel like you could pump gas, buy Takis, purchase a kayak, and get hate crimed all at the same place. And that's just before like 9 a.m. Swear to God, it is the most godless place in America. But everyone wants to talk about how it's, oh, I love Buc-ee's. The little almonds, the little fried almonds. Girl, f*** those fried almonds, okay? Last time I went to Buc-ee's, and this wasn't that long ago, I swear to God, you guys, I went in and you would have thought I was naked. You would have thought I walked into Buc-ee's with no clothes on, with like an upside down cross on my chest. That's what you would have thought with the way those freaks were staring at me. It was so frightening. It was so frightening. Like, I swear to God, you walk in and it's just like Mary Elizabeth Sue and John Smith of Brownsville, Texas in there ready to crucify you, ready to kill you with a gun, which, by the way, is holstered in their belt. You know, it's not a fun place for me. It's not a fun place. I was really upset too because that was my reintroduction to Buc-ee's. So I really wanted a good experience there. That I did not get. So I had to go to the Starbucks across the street, and thank God there was a lesbian working there, so I felt safe again. Yeah, so Buc-ee's isn't really approved by me these days, but that's not what I identify with when I think of Texas. Then again, I am from Austin, Texas. That's the liberal city in all of Texas, I would say, the number one liberal city in America, behind Los Angeles. And I mean, that's just home to me. So I love, that's why my whole vibe here is like me cosplaying as like being from the South, because yes, I'm from the South, but I'm from like the LA of the South, which no one wants to talk about. But that doesn't mean I don't have some Southern charm. Yeah, I'm a Southern Belle. Southern Belles, where you at? So shout out to my Southern Belles. Shout out to my Texas divas. I meet the best people in Texas, I swear to God. Like, okay, wait, also, hi. Hey guys, Welcome to Not Thriving, episode 12. Wow. Who's excited about this one? So here's the thing. I almost didn't film today because my makeup turned out so bad. So if you are looking at me a little sideways, just know that it wasn't me who did my makeup. It was my inner Helen Keller who did it, because it was not me. I swear to God, I just can't. I really can't with it today. Anyways, episode 12. So happy to be back with you freaks today, you freaks. And I'm really looking forward to this one. We have some stuff in store today. I have been working tirelessly these past few days. I have been working to get a podcast up. I've been working on YouTube video. Guys, I'm grinding my gears. I'm grinding my damn gears off because I've just been putting in the work. And this is my last episode I'm recording before I get to go on a much needed mini vacation. Who's excited for me? Oh my God, I haven't left the house in 6 months. I have not left the house in 6 months. Try being a podcaster for a day. Try being a struggling influencer for even 3 seconds and see how it feels, because it's not a cute feeling. So I haven't left the house in 6 months because I've just been working. So today I am finally doing this so I could edit it and then go on vacation. I'm going to Lake Tahoe. Who knows about Lake Tahoe? My mom called me randomly and she was like, we should go on vacation. I was like, yes. I was thinking like, okay, let's go to Hawaii. Let's go to Europe. I really want to go to Japan. And then she said Lake Tahoe. So, yeah. So that's where I'm going. But I heard it's beautiful. Where my Lake Tahoeans at? Meet and greet at my Airbnb next week. Anyways, okay, updates of the week. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack sponsor. IQ Bar is the better for you plant protein-based snacks made with brain-boosting nutrients to refresh, nourish, and satisfy hunger without the sugar crash. IQ Bar's plant protein bars are packed with high-quality ingredients to help keep you mentally and physically fit. And IQ Bar is totally free from gluten, dairy, soy, GMOs, and artificial sweeteners for a natural anytime snack. With over 20,000 five-star reviews, more people than ever are starting their day off on the right foot with IQ Bar's Brain and Body Boosting Bars, the hydration mixes, and the mushroom coffees. All right, guys, let's get real. IQ Bar sent me over a bunch of their bars and the hydration mixes and the coffees, and I'm actually genuinely obsessed with them. I honestly do not drink enough water because I am one of those really disgusting people that's just like, oh, I hate the flavor of water. But I have been drinking so much more water because their hydration mixes are the best I have ever tried. I am obsessed with the pina colada flavor and the blueberry pomegranate flavor, I think it is. For the bars, OMG, they're so good. I'm obsessed with the lemon blueberry flavor. I demolished those the second I got them, and now I'm onto the mint chocolate chip ones. Love those. Ever since I've gotten these sampler packs sent from IQ Bar, I have been eating them every morning and drinking the hydration mixes every day. Obviously, these bars taste good, but I think the real benefit is how they make me feel. I have noticed a genuine positive incline in the way my day goes when I'm starting it by eating something healthy and that's actually nourishing my body, like a plant-based protein bar, rather than eating something that's just gonna leave me feeling filled up, nasty, and then, you know, tired, even though I've just started my day. I've gone on about my health journey on this podcast before and how I'm trying to make positive changes to better my quality of life. And I feel like IQ Bar is perfect for me, and it will be perfect for you too. And right now, IQ Bar is offering our special podcast listeners 20% off of all IQ Bar products, plus get free shipping. To get your 20% off, text NOT to 64,000. Text NOT, N-O-T, to 64,000. That's N-O-T to 64,000. Messages and data rates may apply. See terms for details. Thank you, IQ Bar. I love you. And guys, genuinely, I would not talk about something that I do not actually like. So go check it out. Support the podcast. It would mean a bunch to me. And let's get back to the episode. Anyways, okay, updates of the week. Guys, I went to Cowboy Carter Tour by Beyonce. This is the talk of the town. The talk of the streets are all, they all want to have something to say about Miss Beyonce. And I got the pleasure to go on opening night. By got to, I mean I paid for it. And it was a lot of money. So, yeah. Okay, listen. So one thing about me is I love Miss Beyonce Knowles. I really do. That's my mother. There are very few women who I would actually refer to as mother. However, that's one of them. And I got the unimaginable joy to go and see Beyonce on opening night of the Cowboy Carter Tour. And it was so much fun. I had so many expectations. I was literally kicking my feet and like bending my toes. I don't even know. I almost didn't go. I almost didn't buy tickets because they were expensive and I'm on a budge. But guys, then I used code NOTTHRIVING10. Hey, who knows about this? And I got money off. I justified it. Not sponsored, by the way. Well, I kind of. Also, I have ads on this podcast. Who's excited for me? I haven't even talked about that. Yay! I'm still broke. Okay. Anyways, so I had so many expectations about this tour and I was very excited. But I will say, I think it was genuinely like the recession version of the Renaissance tour. I felt like it was kind of like I was watching the Renaissance tour again. But I loved it. I loved it so much. Like, I can't deny I was shaking my booty. I can't deny this. It was honestly like, I will say, if you have the money to go, you need to buy those tickets right now, because I got my tickets for like fairly cheap, especially considering how much I paid to go to the Renaissance tour. And this was like the Renaissance tour again. It was like better. Anyways, I had a fun time at the Cowboy Carter tour. I thought it was really worth the money. For one, I would say it was so worth the amount of money I spent to go. And beyond that, it was just a beautiful experience. And I love that woman with all my life. She is just doing something that so many people don't have the opportunity to do, or are too afraid to do, or couldn't even dream up of doing. And it's so inspiring to see artists like that, who are so powerful and so willing to give so much of themselves to create such high art. Because that's what the Cowboy Carter tour was. That's what the album was to me as well. Like, it's high art. It's country, but it's reinvented. Like, that's the simple way to put it. And I know people would want to fight that and say, oh, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm sorry. It's reinvented. Like, she did something that no one else is doing. And it's phenomenal. And even though the Cowboy Carter tour was the recession version of the Renaissance tour, I still think it was flamazing. It was so much fun. I would go again. Maybe I'll be going again. I won't. I'm too broke for that. But we can only dream. Yeah, so I did a Get Ready With Me to go to the Cowboy Carter tour. And then the whole Get Ready With Me got deleted. So I was going to either post on Patreon or do a TikTok or something. No. No, I didn't get to do that. No, I didn't get to. I was so upset going on the way to the Cowboy Carter tour. I was like literally being a bitch. I was being the bitch in front of my boyfriend. I was like you would have thought. I was so upset. You would have thought that like someone in my family just died because I lost my Cowboy Carter Get Ready With Me video TikTok. Like, you would have thought that something devastating to me happened. And I would argue that it did. I don't know what's wrong with me these days, though. Every time, everything just seems to be going wrong for me. And let's get real, guys. Let's get real. I don't know what's wrong with me. Something is wrong. Something has just been going on with me recently where I feel like every single thing in my life is going wrong. Like, not to get too deep, too quick into the episode here, but y'all, I've just been on a struggle bus, one stop, one way. My house, where do I get off? The struggle bus stop. That's where I get off, because it's just like I feel like everything in my life is going wrong, down to a molecular level, down to subliminal messages, down to literally the oh my gosh, I'm not wearing nails. That's disgusting. Oh my god, guys, I'm so sorry you have to view this. Oh my god, I'm embarrassed. Oh my god, why do I not have nails on? Oh my god, that's so gross. Okay, anyways, I feel like everything down to literally the hairs on my chin, I don't even know. Everything is going wrong. Everything is going wrong in my life. And I don't know what's happening. I don't know if everything's actually going wrong or if it's just that every single like minute struggle I'm having, my brain is turning it into the biggest problem I've ever f***ing had. Who else deals with this? I've been in the worst mood, the worst vibe recently. I don't feel like myself. I've really just been feeling bad about myself, about my life, about everything. I know I touch on this and I know you guys are probably sick of me complaining, you know, sick. But you know who's even more sick? Me. Because I have to live this life. I don't know if what's going on with me is normal, because I just am a wreck. I am a wreck. And hey, I wasn't going to get into it this episode, but we kind of just got here naturally. But it's just a mess. And I want to be vulnerable and honest with you guys, because I just feel really horrible. Yeah. So who loves this podcast? So yeah, anyways, I don't know. I just need guidance. I said this in a Patreon episode a few weeks ago where it was like, by the way, subscribe to my Patreon. Yay. I said this on a Patreon video a few weeks ago where it's just like, I feel like I'm failing in every single aspect of my life. And I do think that that rings true. And I also feel like recently I've just been so alone. I don't know what I'm getting out of my life right now, because it's not fulfilling to be alive. God. That is twisted. That's twisted. It's twisted, but I think it's the twisted truth. Twisted tea. And I genuinely, like, this is also a sad thing to say, but like, I feel like I have no one to talk to about it. Like, I have no one in my corner, which is probably why I'm talking about it now, even though usually I don't do stuff like this on this podcast. But anyways, Maybe I need to go to like a psychic. Maybe a psychic is what I should, maybe I should be getting my advice from a psychic. Should I call a psychic? Like, maybe that's what I need. I feel like I need some real clairvoyant energy in my life. I need to really be intercepted. I need to know the truth. Everything in my life is going wrong. So let's start picking up the pieces. I've done everything I can. I give out so much of myself to everything I do. And I feel like I still am not getting the answers that I need from life, from God. So maybe I should talk to a psychic. Let's call a psychic. So we have a few psychic options. I'm on a website right now. There's a lot available. Oh, they have, okay, they have little introduction videos. So the first one, her name is Let's see what has to say.
Hi, thanks for reaching out. My name's and I am a third generation psychic medium, which means my mother had the gift of being a psychic and a medium, and as did my grandmother. I work with the energy and your angels who give me messages, and then I validate those messages through tarot cards, or I can do a straight tarot reading.
Okay, see, but tarot cards, like, I don't know if I'm into the tarot cards. Tarot cards, I'm just like, I know you're playing your little tricks. I feel like no matter what card you pull, it could just mean something. And I don't want a psychic who's going to tell me the truth. The next one is, oh my God, she's scary.
Hi, I'm psychic.
Oh, she sounds nice.
Thank you so much for viewing my video. I hope that you'll connect with me so that I can give you the answers to your problems and help to direct you and give you the direction that you need in love, career, and finances.
I mean, I think I should call her. I think I should call. That sounds like what I need. I need guidance in career and finance. Sounds great. Let's talk to her. Wait, can I really call her right now? Am I really about to do a psychic call-in on the Not Thriving podcast? Wait, did I just order? Wait, I'll be charged how much money? Oh, $20. Hey guys, sorry, popping in here really quick just to clarify, the voice that you are about to hear me talking to is a psychic, but I had to change their voice with AI just to protect everyone's identity and to not cause any problems. But for legal reasons, yes, everything I did was legal. I did get consent to record the call. And yeah, so guys, don't come for me. Not Thriving Podcast does not need to be sued right now. That's the last thing I need. But yeah, I just wanted to clarify that.
Hi, this is... We are transferring you to your psychic.
Guys, I'm freaking out.
You are now connected.
Hi, this is... Welcome to... How can I help you?
Hi there. I've never done this before, so I wanted to just try it out. I was feeling curious today. Yeah, I wanted to just call and maybe get some advice or...
Well, let me see if I could help you.
Okay.
What I'd like for you to do... is to clear your mind as best you can. I'd like for you to focus on the areas of your life that you're looking for change to come to. And if one of those areas would include your love life, and there's someone that you would like for me to focus on for you, I would just need their first name.
I think I'm wanting guidance and more so career or financial advice.
Sure. What I'd like for you to do right now is just focus and then tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I do see right now that there's a lot of, I want to say, turmoil going on with you. And only because you're a little worried and doubtful and kind of concerned because there have been issues and changes adjusting to be pulling you in different directions. I'm going to tell you that right now you seem to be in a period of transition where I see you're looking and wanting and definitely needing for change to come in your life. What the messages are telling me is that there is change that's coming for you. Before the end of the year, it's telling me. You're going to have an offer to get an opportunity to go to a very good level of position, with pretty good money as well. But it's going to be totally up to you whether or not you want to accept this offer. Should you decide to accept it, messages are telling me that you're going to start to have financial flow and not struggle. And in another area, there's going to be some papers coming for you in about 7 or 8 months' time. And these papers are going to have to do with a financial situation. But it's not going to be about you giving money, but more along the lines of you receiving some money. Now, I don't see numbers in that area, and it really doesn't tell me where these papers are coming from. But what it does tell me is you need to make sure to read carefully before you sign, because there will be someone around you who's going to try to distract you. I don't see anything dark or bad or negative coming. But there's also going to be, sometimes in the month of August, there's going to be a man that's going to be approaching you in a face-to-face, very unexpected meeting. And it's telling me that he's going to want to have a relationship with you. Now, you may tell me you're involved with someone you married, whatever the case may be. I can only tell you what I see coming, and I can't stop what is to come. That would be up to you. But this man is going to be a couple of years older than you, a nice height, with dark-coloured hair and eyes, just so you know, very focused on work. And it will be, as I said, a face-to-face, very unexpected meeting. You're not going to be looking for anybody when he comes along.
Okay. I mean, is there anything different I should be doing or with my job, or should I work harder, or should I, you know, just relax?
No. I see that this opportunity is going to be given to you just exactly where you are. And you may see some changes going on. What you're going to see is that there are going to be a couple of people that are going to be let go, and a couple that are going to be shifted around, and others are going to be offered opportunities to advance. And that's where I see that you come in. You're going to be given an opportunity to take on another level of position with a little bit more money as well. So I will tell you, you have nothing to worry about. Your job and your position right now is not in jeopardy.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good to know. It's good to have that peace of mind. So thank you.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. Do you have any other questions?
I mean, I guess while we're here, we can do some love life. Might as well.
Well, as I said, I do see, you know, there is somebody new that's going to be entering into your life. I will tell you as well that I do see that you have struggled in the past with love situations, but not because of you. You're only looking for loyalty and stability. And I'll tell you that this is the year that is going to create that for you. But you will be disconnecting from someone in order to prepare for this new person that I see that will be approaching you. And as I said, it's going to be up to you whether you want to accept this person or not. There's also going to be some type of a move offered to you within the next 12 to 18 months' time. Now, it's not going to be a forced move. It's going to be something of where, finally, when everything is together and in its right position, you're going to want to make this move. Nothing but positive change that's coming for you. Let the energy flow, and don't bring anything from the past into the present, because it will block your future.
Okay. That's lovely. Well, thank you. This was very fun.
You're very welcome. You have a great evening. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Please! The Nothing Burger? Hello? What's the hell? What the hell? There's so much to unpack. Guys, I just talked to my first ever psychic. And she sucked. She fucking sucked. Okay, so that was the scary woman. She gave me scary vibes. And can we also just talk about how you guys just watched me, within the span of 5 seconds, get a spiritual psychic phone call? That took 5 literal minutes from idea to completion. And hey, I think I'm excited about this. I'm upset though. Because she bored me to fucking death. I'm sorry. I'm going to accept her news. I will say, she kind of cooked a little. Here's the thing. She said in the next, what'd she say, 12 to 16 months? I'm going to have to re-listen. Something, a move will be presented to me. And it's an option. Okay, wait. I'm realizing now that literally everything she said was just generic crap. She said, well, there's a new man coming. You'll meet him. But you might have to break up with your man, so you might be with him or you might not. And you might get the opportunity to move in 12 months, within the next 12 months, but it's an option. And hey, with your job, you something may happen and you may get some papers. And yeah. I don't know what to make of any of that. I don't know what to make of any of that. I think that she did cook though. Okay, but like then again, I'm like, she cooked, but like, bitch, anyone on the street could have told me what she just said. And I just paid her $20. My financial ruin just got worse. My financial ruin just got worse. It just got worse. And I didn't even get the answers that I wanted. I'm pissed. Now I'm pissed. And did you guys see me? I was shaking. I didn't know what to say. I was so scared. Okay, well, what did we learn? We learned that I might be cheating on my boyfriend soon. Hey, that's good news. That I might be moving. And what else did we learn? Oh, that nothing bad is going to happen. You know, I like this. I do like this. And then she's saying all this about position. Oh, I'll get a better position with more money. Mama, what position? Positions by Ariana Grande? I don't know. That's the only position in my life because, hey, this is my job. I'm going to have to re-listen to this when I'm editing this and really unpack it. But what I think just happened was something really cool. I think that I was just scammed out of $20. I think that's what just happened. And what's funny is that was 20 minutes for $20. And also, I was so nervous, I got off the phone with her after like 7 minutes. I literally paid $20 to speak with a random woman for 7 minutes. I'm livid. I think my biggest takeaway is I am gagged. She's got me a little excited. Hey, this man is gonna want me in 3 months? Okay. Is my boyfriend gonna have to like fight off this man who is gonna want me? I don't think that anyone's wanting me because I just don't think that that's happening. I don't even leave the house. How is a man going to find me and want me? That's funny. That's really funny. I'm going to tell my boyfriend about this. Got to keep things exciting. You know what I'm saying? Guys, if you tuned into the last episode of Not Thriving, you know that I discussed a very scary little medical scare I've been having regarding a bump on my neck. And I talked about how I needed to go to the doctor and how I was very scared to do so. And I'm happy to report that I did because I went on ZocDoc. I mean, hey, I think we've all been there. It can be very scary booking a doctor's appointment, but with ZocDoc, there is no more need to delay. They make it so easy to find and book a doctor who is perfect for you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. You guys, I get so nervous booking doctor's appointments. Like, I just want my mom to do it. In my head, I just want my mom to do it. But then I realize, hey, I'm a 22-year-old. I need to wake up, stand up, and book it myself. And ZocDoc makes it so easy to do that. There are over 100,000 doctors on ZocDoc for any of your needs, whether it is mental health, you need an ENT, you need a dermatologist, emergency care, anything that you need, you could find it on ZocDoc. And they make it super easy to search for doctors because you could search and filter them based off of your distance, of how far they are from you, or your insurance, which relieves a lot of stress because insurance can be so confusing. Once you find a doctor, they make it so easy to actually book the appointment. You could see all the appointments that that doctor has straight from the website, so you don't have to worry about, you know, calling them or anything. You could literally book it from ZocDoc, you guys. Generally, appointments made through ZocDoc can happen really fast, usually 24 to 72 hours after booking, which is amazing. You could even get same day appointments, which is a lifesaver. Guys, I love ZocDoc and you will too. Trust. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/notthriving to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/notthriving. I'm going to say it one more time, ZocDoc.com/notthriving. Thank you, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this week's episode, and let's get back to it. Guys, I don't ever talk about this like topic of like men and relationships and stuff like that. Like the fact that I literally have a boyfriend and I just don't talk about him. Like I'm literally in a secret relationship. When I first started dating him, I was like, oh, I could be the fantasy influencer. It's the influencer brain where I was like, oh, like I'm going to post with him and like it's going to be such a vibe. Hey, so that's not happening. I think I just prefer to keep my relationship very offline because although he's a big part of my life, it's not like something that consumes me. I'm in like a pretty healthy relationship to where it's just like we live very, our life is very smooth together. Honest to God, shout out to him. He's the one thing in my life that's keeping me sane and normal. That's the one part of my life where there's not any like struggles. Yeah, so shout out to my boyfriend, guys. I remember before I had a boyfriend, I was thinking about this the other day because I posted a video on my TikTok of me playing the piano. I played this song. That song. And I also learned how to play this song. Yeah, those. And it's so sickening because like we know those are like the iconic classic me songs. Those are the very classic me songs. But I was thinking about me playing the piano because I've always loved it. For a while, it was like genuine therapy to me. Like playing the piano was like a therapy. But I was thinking about a time where I almost... One time I almost bought a grand piano for $22,000 just because I thought the boy who was trying to sell it to me was cute. I used to be like down bad. I was genuinely down bad before I got a boyfriend. Like I swear to God. So here's what happened. I literally had nothing else going on to the point where there was a phase where I really wanted to buy a piano. I went to, I think it was like Hollywood piano store, but it's in Burbank. I went to this place and I was like, I just want to test out a few of the pianos. And I didn't own a piano at this point. I really needed to buy one. So I asked the sales associate, I was like, okay, like this is what I'm thinking. Maybe I want to buy a piano, maybe a grand piano. I also thought it could be cute for my house at the time. I decided to start testing them out. I was going around the store and then I see this guy walk in and he was really cute. I thought he was really cute at the time. I start going around testing out the pianos and I'm like playing little songs. I'm playing songs to try to like gauge whether he knows what I'm doing. So for example, I started playing songs from Zelda. Then I'm moving on to doing like the Minecraft theme. I was doing like a beautiful rendition of the Minecraft theme on piano that I know. And that one got his attention. He came up, he was like, oh my God, is that the Minecraft theme? And I was like, I was like, you like, do you play Minecraft? And he was like, oh my God, yeah, like I love that. And I was like, And then it got to the point where I needed more excuses to talk to this man. Clearly my piano playing wasn't seducing him. And also I had been at this store for probably an hour. No other customers walked in. And it's like a Tuesday at like 3 p.m. Yeah, so after the piano seducing didn't work, I decided to move on to, you know, I needed to talk to him about the pianos, of course. So we got to talking and we were like testing some out. I had him play some stuff for me. It was romantic. It was definitely romantic. Like I was making him go around and test the pianos for me, even though I know damn well how to play the piano. But I was making him play the songs and tell me about each one. And I was like, well, what does this one have that this one doesn't? What is the benefits of getting this one instead of that one? What is the price difference on these? And finally, I landed on a piano. I landed on one. I was like, this one sounds so good. I really like this one. Then I sat down with him and his father, both of them. And then we started getting into the logistics. Like then it got serious. It went from like, okay, yes, I want a piano. This one seems really good. To, okay, so this one's going to be $22,000 and you could do a down payment. And it was like I was buying a car. I quickly realized, I was like, this is as if I'm buying a car. But like, I didn't want to chicken out because the hot guy was looking at me and he was like talking to me and I was like, well, I can't end this now. What do you mean? If I don't get the piano, then I can't ask him for his number. You know what I'm saying? So I just kept going with it. And then I was like, well, are we sure this is the one that, like, I swear to God, I was milking it. I got bold. This was in my bold era. Like I don't know how I had so much confidence. I was like, okay, well, what's the best y'all could do for me? I was like, crunch the numbers. You give me a better number because I'm not paying $22,000. Let me know. So then I go to the back. I'm like playing on the showroom pianos, the special ones. There were like $100,000 pianos they had back there. So I was playing those. Then we go back to the main showroom. I sit down with the guy. We're talking. I think he brought the price down to $17,000. And I genuinely almost considered doing it because, again, I needed to throw some cash to show that I was for real. And then I needed to get the number because I couldn't throw $17,000 and then get rejected. I knew that wasn't going to happen. So I started texting my mom about it. I was like, do you think I should do it? Obviously, she's like, what the fuck are you doing? In the corner of my eye, I see someone walk in. And it's a girl. And then the girl goes up to the guy and they start making out in the piano showroom. A fourth character has entered. A fourth character has been introduced. Immediately, I look at the guy and I say, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't think I'm ready to do this right now. And I leave. And I walked out. Keep in mind, they had printed paperwork. It was getting serious. It's as if I was about to put a mortgage down. The second I saw he had a girlfriend, I said, oh, I'm sorry. I don't think I'm ready. I'll call y'all though. I had been there for at least 3 hours. 3 hours trying to subliminally seduce this man and almost spending $22,000 all for him to have a girlfriend. Guys, I was down bad back in the day. I was really down bad. And I think that was God. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, those are the signs that I needed. Where are the signs now? I don't get any signs anymore. I need signs to point me in the right direction. God really had my back that day. Imagine if I had spent the $17,000, signed the paperwork, and then realized he had a girlfriend. Oh, I would have smashed every piano in that room. I would have started to stand on them and literally jump up and down. Like, there is no greater case of your unemployed friend on a Tuesday. Always check in on your unemployed friend because that's what they're doing. That's the shit I was doing. But yeah, anyways, so that was my story. I forgot about it until I was playing the piano the other day and I was like, I cannot believe. And what if I had bought a grand piano? What the f*** would I do with it? What the f*** would I do with a grand piano? Like, I have no use for that. I ended up buying an electric piano that was like 20th the price, and it sounds the exact same. Like, it's a beautiful piano. It literally is amazing. I should have never had money. I should have never had anything. I should have never been given any sort of power or free will, because the things that I did were just psychotic. Decision-making skills were not refined until at least I was probably around 20. Any decision I ever made prior to that needs to be studied, and I needed to be put on some sort of medication. But like, hey, nothing's changed. Okay. Okay, next thing I really want to talk about with you guys, this was my main topic of the episode. I decided this week I'm feeling down, I'm feeling lost, you know. I wanted to just keep it chill this week and talk about something that I'm passionate about. And I want to talk about the Bidissi War. So, who knows about the Bidissi War? Guys, raise your hands. Show of hands in the class. The Sissy Nation needs to know about the Bidissi War, because we will be fighting. I don't know if it's over yet or not. Let's look this up, actually. So if you don't know, the Bidissi War, also known as the Great Bidissi War, was a territorial conflict that took place between Du Bois and the Flops in Bidissi. It officially started on the 16th of January, 1665, with the Battle of Badaklava, and ended in 1700, followed by the Second Bidissi War. It is considered the most dangerous war throughout recorded history. It is extremely traumatic for the Flops, but part of the history of Flop Tropica, and we will never forget it. This was the face of the Bidissi War. I probably have this photo up for a bit now, but it's General Christine Jenster, and she was a queen. Another big general of the Bidissi War was someone who I actually really want to talk a lot about today. The main focus of my thoughts the past few days is Jai Fei. Guys, who knows about Jai Fei? Okay, if you don't know who Jai Fei is, I'm going to give you a quick little rendition. This is from floptalk.fandom.com. Jai Fei Dai, more commonly known as Jai Fei, aka Dai Dai, born March 6, 1996, is a Flop Talk meme icon that originated from a photo that was used as a profile picture by bots on the website that posted advertisements for Chinese products and sexual massaging baits in late 2019 through early 2020. The song most used in ads also became part of the memes, part of the Flop Talk phenomenon. Jai Fei was stanned and seen as a real person for years. For years, people stanned just this photo. But in late 2023, a Chinese socialite known as Dai Dai found out that she was the face of the meme and revealed her identity. Like, there has been no greater day of my life than when I found out that Jai Fei was a real person. Like, for years, Jai Fei was just a meme, and it was like a cultural phenomenon, truly a cultural phenomenon of our universe. And to find out that suddenly she was a real person after believing for years that this was a fake entity, she was a real person. The world literally went crazy that day. I haven't recovered from that day, and I still think about it. And then, like, how did she feel? How did Jai Fei feel? How did Dai Dai feel finding out that she has been a meme for years in a foreign country, and not even just like a, oh, haha, little, ooh, meme. No, like, worldwide, her face and voice, or voice, has been heard by millions. And everyone knows Jai Fei's songs, too. Of course, you must know her songs. Maybe I'll play a snippet right here if you don't know. That's the song, if you didn't know. That's the song of the queen, Jai Fei. Like, honestly, those Jai Fei, like, cupcake remixes, as a whole, the impact that they had on America, on the world, on the Flops, on the gays, on the girls, on the Flop Talk, on the Bidissi War, the impact that that had needs to be studied. It needs to be studied. Honest to God, Jai Fei outsold Tate McRae. Like, Tate McRae has nothing on Jai Fei. Tate McRae has nothing on Jai Fei. And her first video, I think I have to play it. Her first video when she revealed who she was, I'm playing it.
Hello everyone, I'm Dai Dai. I'm also Jai Fei. As you can see, I'm a real person, not an AI.
It was mind-boggling. It was I couldn't believe that she was a real person. And I just love her so much. But she kind of got cheapened. Duolingo got a hold of her. Duolingo got a hold of Jai Fei. And that's when the meme kind of got destroyed. Because it's like, the second that Duolingo gets a hold of anything, girl, please. Bored. Boring. Snooze fest. Unless they want to pay me. Unless they want to brand deal with me. Hey, y'all. But anyways, yeah, I just needed to talk about her really quick. Because I just love her. I just love her. And she's a special human. The impact needs to be studied. I don't know why I brought that up. And just shout out to the Bidissi War. I want to be a Bidissi War general one day. Guys, I cannot believe I paid $20 for a psychic to tell me that I'm going to cheat on my boyfriend. I cannot believe I just paid $20 for that. Like, I don't want it. I really don't want it. I'm happy with my boyfriend. Like, please. And $20? 30,000? Ugh.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Okay, I gotta give you guys something good this episode. I gotta give you something good, because truly this one's been a little psycho. No pun intended. I guess if we talk about... Let's get messy. Let's talk about James Charles and Kayla, the Kayla drama that's going on. Obviously, I know both of these people. I adore Kayla so much. I always say, like, I have never enjoyed filming a collab video in my life. Like, James Charles... Sorry. Haven't enjoyed it. I remember I filmed with Tana. That was cute. I'm taking it back, actually. I just wanted to be drama. But my favorite was with Kayla. I mean, probably because we weren't really filming any of it. We were just kind of hanging out and I did her makeup. But I really adore her. She is such a sweet girl. And she's so funny. And she's so quick. And she's like with it. She's just so with it. I don't know. I'm in awe of people who are just so good at social media. Like, I feel like maybe I have a presence here, but like, I don't know if I'm the best at it, but she is so good. And she was so sweet. I don't know. I really enjoyed my time with her. So when I saw all this stuff that came out about her, if you don't know, there was a situation where her ex-boyfriend was, there was domestic violence between the boyfriend, ex-boyfriend and her. And, you know, he's awful. He's scum. RIP, rot in prison. RIP, rot in prison. But now James Charles is being thrown into the mix because allegedly he is had a relationship with the same guy who was violent towards Kayla. And the relationship occurred right after this had happened. And he was aware of what happened, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And I touched on this in my Patreon episode last week, but now I want to talk about it just a little bit more because I've seen a lot of big creators posting about it. I saw Michaela Testa posting about it, and Be Better, if you guys know Be Better, I actually really like his content. He did kind of like an expose about it. And I mean, my opinion means nothing. I said last episode, I'm not the morality police. I'm nothing of the sort, but I just think it's crazy. He's had such a resurgence in the past few years, and it's really crazy. Specifically this past year, he's had such a resurgence. You know, the whole narrative online is like, why do we hate James? He's so funny. He's so funny. And it's like, BFFR. Because it's really crazy. There have been things that I've heard throughout the years, and there's always, I don't know what's true, what's not, but I said this in a Patreon episode, I'll say it now. People show themselves to you. And you can either choose to listen or you could choose to ignore it. And so many people have chosen to ignore it so many times with him. And if all of this isn't true also, then like, that sucks for him. But like, the fact that he's staying silent, you know, not saying anything, makes me believe that it's true, which just upsets me. It upsets me. Because to do something like that to anyone, period, let alone someone who he had worked with, because James and Kayla worked together, you know, filmed many videos together. It's crazy. It's crazy. And under these circumstances, it's just wild. So I don't know. I got to give y'all something interesting, some tea. But this is, I mean, that's definitely the biggest story of this week. And I've known about this for a while because, you know, this whole conversation and drama started a few weeks ago. But for the longest time, no one listened. No one wanted to accept that this is, you know, possibly the reality. No one was covering this. No one was picking it up. And so I'm happy that now it's finally being picked up because he stayed silent on it. And what I think is crazy is that there is confirmed proof that James told Evan, the abuser, to stay silent on the drama. To not say anything, which is crazy. Giving advice to anyone, period, who has done something like that is crazy. It's like really crazy. But that advice in itself is also really crazy to give someone who, again, was, you know, doing something awful to someone, you know? And the fact that now James is following that same advice thinking that it's going to blow over is crazy. And if it does blow over, like, that's wild. It's wild. If James gets to go out of this without having to say anything, that's crazy. Because there are a lot of people who just started looking up to him again. And, you know, he has a lot of young viewers, really young viewers, who shouldn't have to be supporting someone who has allegations like this, you know, because that's really crazy. So, yeah, that's my thoughts. That's my thoughts. Speak up.
Hey, guys. Okay, so I'm currently in Lake Tahoe. I'm on my vacation, the one I, you know, talked about earlier. But what's the best thing to do when you're on a relaxing vacation and not using your phone? Talk about James Charles. Yes, let's do that. Since I've filmed, there have been a few updates. And as of yesterday, he posted a response video. So I wanted to talk about it a little bit because, you know, this is the last time I'm ever going to talk about this on this podcast. So, and I don't want to drag it out until next episode. So, hey, might as well just throw it in this one. Hope you guys don't mind. Yes, James posted his an explanation video yesterday. And he essentially admitted to it. He admitted to the fact that he did house Evan Johnson. And that's a little crazy. That's a little crazy. But I think he was being truthful in his video. And it's distracting the people. People are really switching up right now. I'm really interested to know what y'all's opinions are on this, because I don't really know what my opinion is, guys. I was just reporting the story because it was like a big story and I wanted to give you guys something interesting. But now I'm on vacation and I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I do think that what I said still stands true. And anything that you're seeing in this episode, if I leave anything in about me talking about James, I still stand by it. But I think the fact that he admitted to everything is distracting people from the fact that this is still problematic behavior. You know what I'm saying? And he's threatening people with a lawsuit. I don't really like this Zach guy either. If you don't know, Zach is the one who kind of was the whistleblower in this story. And I will admit, I think he's a problematic, not the best person to be, you know, breaking this story, or wasn't the best mouth, you know, for this to all come out of. That's just my opinion. But I guess there's going to be a lawsuit between the two of them. And I'm interested to see how that goes. But I think moral of all this is I just am interested to know what Kayla thinks. You know, I already talked about how much I love Kayla. Whatever she wants to do, whatever her opinion is, that's going to become my opinion, because she is the real victim here. She is the only one who deserves to feel free. She deserves to feel good. Yesterday, also, Evan was locked up. They had court yesterday, Kayla and Evan, and now it's done. And so that's good news. I mean, like, let's focus on that, you know? But then the second that was posted, it took James 3 hours to post his video. And now that's all anyone's talking about. And it's just ridiculous. It is really ridiculous. I mean, it does upset me. It does upset me. I don't know. Anyways, that's my thoughts. I'm just going to leave it there. I'm done talking about it. Girl, I'm on vacation. Let me enjoy myself. Let me do things that aren't including thinking about James Charles, because that's the last thing I want to do right now. Yeah, I just wanted to give you guys the update because, again, I don't want to drag this on to next episode. I guess final thoughts while I'm still here and I have you guys. I'm sorry if this episode was a bit chaotic or just straight up bad. Like, it just wasn't the best episode of mine. So I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. I have to give you guys my apologies. But yeah, I just want to say thank you guys so much for watching. I'm sorry that this episode was not my best. You know, trust in the future. It'll be better. But thank you guys for watching. Now let's go back to the real episode. We could finish up everything. And yeah. I'll see you guys soon.
Anyways, you guys, I have given all that I could give this week. I really love you guys, and I'm so thankful for you guys for tuning back in. I'm sorry if this episode was a bit shorter or anything of the sort. I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but it's not been a good week for me. It's not been a good month. It's not been a good time in my life. And I hope that even through the darkness that I'm going through, I've mustered up something good to give to y'all. And hopefully y'all still want to come back next week and keep watching the pod. I think I've kind of just grown into the mindset, and this is a really toxic mindset of like, the world is against me. And that's the worst mindset to have. But I also recall people saying like, oh, if you have that mindset where you think the world is against you, then like, stop it. Like, you're acting like the victim. And it's like, that is not good advice for someone who feels like that. It's not a good feeling to feel like the world is against you. It's not a good feeling. And just to say to someone, oh, well, you shouldn't have that mindset. That's just a negative mindset. You need to stand up and be a hard worker and this and that. It's like, that's not good advice. That is not something good to tell someone. Yeah. So when it feels like you're being stomped on by the universe after, you know, for me, my personal experience, giving everything my all, it's like, where do you go from there? What do you do? The only thing I feel like I can do is just keep chugging along. That's what I had to do today. I was so close to not filming today. I was doing my makeup. I was so close to wiping it off. I was so close to just calling it quits. And that is just bad. And it's a sign that I need to do something to fix it. But everything is a pain. Everything is a struggle. There's always leaps and hurdles to jump over with every single thing. Every door I open, there's just a puzzle to solve. And that's, you know, a hard thing to deal with. I don't want to leave on a super negative note. So I want to say, if you are feeling like that, no, you're not alone. You're with me. I'm with you. I got you. You know, I know that other people feel the same way. And I know that I'm privileged too. And I know that my life is not horrible, but you know, I need to make changes. So we'll see where I go with life. Maybe the psychic was right. Maybe the psychic was onto something. Maybe my divine power is coming to me. I don't even know what the fuck she said. I don't even know. I don't even remember what she said. Like, but hopefully it comes true, whatever it is. Hopefully I get my check. Hopefully I get my papers. Whatever the hell that means. My papers, right. But loving you guys the mostest, always and forever. And I can't wait to see you soon and to hopefully refine and be in a better headspace and have a bit more to talk about, because I don't know what the hell I talked about this episode, but I really hope you enjoyed it. And I just am so thankful for y'all and appreciative. And yeah, bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.